I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Cybercrime Radio's Women in Cyber, where we'll explore what it's like to work in one of the fastest growing industries in tech, why your background isn't a barrier to creating a successful career, and why it's so crucial we get more women into this field. I'm here today with Eva Konkolska, security analyst at CrowdStrike, a leading cybersecurity company on a mission to stop breaches. To learn more about CrowdStrike, visit CrowdStrike.com. Welcome, Eva. It's so great to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So, Eva, you have a background as a security analyst spending time at Prudential UK prior to CrowdStrike and a couple other places. Do you want to start out by sharing with our listeners a little about your career and what led you to where you are today?
Yes. So my path to cybersecurity was somehow standard, if you can say that. So I've completed my master's degree in computer forensics. And after that, I went on to work for Prudential UK, where I was in their cybersecurity incident response team. So that involved me looking after the company's environment, the network, making sure it's secure and introducing new processes and procedures to make sure that the security operations are working as they should. After that, I went on to work for myself and I was contracted out to work in a security operations center. And once again, I was looking after companies network and security and making sure that the machines are secure. And, you know, if there's any suspicious activity, I would be investigating that. And what's pretty interesting is that in both of those roles, I was in new teams that were just introduced to the business as the companies realized how important it is to have their own security function and their security operations where they're monitoring their environment to know what's going on and what threats are out there. During my time at my previous role, I was contacted about opportunity at CrowdStrike. And yeah, that has been me ever since.
Awesome. And so what are some of the topics and issues that you work with on a daily basis as a security analyst at CrowdStrike?
Yeah, so day to day could really bring kind of anything. So I'm on a Falcon Complete team at CrowdStrike. So you can think of us as an extension of your security team. So basically the customers that go for Falcon Complete are being protected by my team or by us, 24/7. So we are looking after our customers' environments and respond to any suspicious or malicious activity that's going on. So day to day, I would be looking at the hosts of our customers and what's going on and, you know, be responding to any detections that our Falcon sensor would find in their environment. So that could be anything from adware to malware to hands and keyboard attackers that are actively trying to breach the network or, you know, potentially already have access to the network and are then trying to pivot to other hosts. So this is where we come in and we stop that breach and, you know, we do all the cleanup and then let the customer know what happened and what they can do better and what their next steps that they can take. Other than that, I would answer customers' queries about our product where from like perspective of Falcon Complete. And yeah, I would collaborate with my team. We are literally all around the world, but we do work really well together and work on whatever's thrown at us every single day. And yeah, it could really be kind of anything. So that's it.
Very cool. I'm sure that it is very different each day, like you said. So that's awesome. And so you mentioned, you know, some threats and things like malware, you know, these are, you know, we're always learning about how these threats are evolving. And I think that based on kind of the state that we're all in as a result of the pandemic, you know, we're seeing some heightened awareness around cybersecurity in every aspect of our lives. So why is cybersecurity so important to society?
Yeah, so as you said, it is kind of, we are more getting aware about cybersecurity and that we are affected by, you know, the breaches that are happening. I think they're being more disclosed nowadays. And and especially in terms of the pandemic, more and more people work from home. So, you know, having that security and the secure environment is really important. It's also because our data is everywhere. So, you know, you can't even get access to like a service or an app without giving away some of your personal information. And we can do it so freely nowadays without even thinking, but we all have to kind of make sure that we know what's going on with that data and who is being shared with, you know, what third parties have access to it, and where it goes and if it's being kept secure. So there's little things as individuals that we can do. I'm talking about stuff like having more complex passwords, you know, not reusing those passwords, using multi-factor authentication, and kind of educating ourselves about the kind of scams or like the phishing emails that we can get, and, you know, making sure that we don't fall for that and don't give our information or our data away, because it can, you know, really have a big effect on all of us. We can obviously stop the big businesses from being breached, but the little things we can do ourselves can definitely make a difference.
Absolutely. And it's a really nice segue into the next question, which is, why does cybersecurity matter to you personally?
Yeah, so it is making the difference and, you know, contributing and also kind of educating other people about it as well, because, you know, as I said, it is important for all of us, but a lot of us are not really aware what we can do, or, you know, why we got this email, or why, I don't know, we can get into some social media account and what happened. So in that way, to have that knowledge and share it with people around me, and obviously in my career as well, from like the business perspective, where I can help our customers to keep their environment and their data secure, it's you know, important to me that I can make it better in that way. And also just the kind of self-development side of things. So for cybersecurity to be relevant and to be good at it, you have to always develop yourself. You have to, you know, get better and get new skills and read up on stuff and find out new information, because there's always, you know, the bad guys are not waiting. They're always developing.
Right.
So, you know, there's always new exploits, new attack vectors, new vulnerabilities coming out. And if you're not keeping up to date with stuff, you're not really going to be relevant anymore. So, you know, I'm trying to be better than I was yesterday, and cybersecurity definitely helps me to do that and to, you know, develop myself and get those new skills.
That's great. And I mean, that's a different answer than we've heard from some other folks. So that's really, I like that a lot. And so, you know, this is our Women in Cyber series, of course, and cyber is a tech industry. So why does encouraging women to work in tech industries such as cybersecurity, women such as yourself, why is that so important?
Yeah, it is really important, because we in tech and especially in cybersecurity are facing a huge shortage of talent. So, you know, I can see that from the job opportunities that are out there, and there's just not enough people to fill them. So they say it's something like 11% in the UK, where I am based, of workforce in cybersecurity are female. And there's maybe like 24% or so globally. So it might be a little bit higher in tech, but those numbers are, you know, still very low. And only by having more women and having things such as this, where, you know, you kind of show more women that are in those industries and show that, you know, those jobs and those careers are achievable. Only that way you can get more women interested and involved in tech, because, you know, if you have somebody that you can relate to, that's similar to you, then you can kind of see that, right, okay, maybe this is something I can do as well, because, you know, she is doing that. So I think by encouraging more women, we can then, you know, make that big change and kind of close that gender gap. And you know, women bring so many various experiences and attitudes, and just that diversity is really important to have that in tech and to change the perception of it being like, you know, a man's world, and that for cybersecurity you have to be this hacker in a black hoodie, because you don't. You can be yourself, and you can be creative, and you can bring your personality to the table. And so, yeah, so it's definitely just changing those perceptions, and then, you know, we can have more women. If they see there's women doing that, then yeah.
Absolutely. That representation is super important and empowering, like you said. And so it can be a sort of intimidating field to get into as far as tech and cyber as a woman. And so how can we encourage, you know, what how can women pursue STEM fields? What are some things you think that we could do more of to make it, you know, kind of break down those barriers?
Yeah, so I think it will be two kind of main things. So it's getting your hands dirty and getting involved. So STEM fields are usually quite practical. So I'm kind of talking from my own perspective, mm-hmm. because I do quite a you know, technical job. Right. Of course, there's not all that's out there or not all that's in STEM. But from perspective of like doing the kind of hands-on role, you do need to kind of go and practice and do those things to then be able to do that. So, you know, just the standard thing would be kind of like go to university or college and then go into that field. But there's also so much stuff online that we can do, and lots of classes that we can attend, and you know, workshops. And one big thing I would mention from perspective of working in tech would be getting certifications. Mm. A lot of them are quite hands-on and quite practical, and you know, having that, you can then show like your potential employer that this is something you can do, and you know, you have experience in particular technology, and that's you know, shows that you can do it. And then getting involved, so reach out to people. You know, you can speak to people on LinkedIn or women that doing that job that you maybe want to do or you're interested in, and people are so helpful and, you know, usually are going to point you in the right direction. You can attend conferences and workshops. Meetups are really good kind of no strings attached events where you can like speak to people and, you know, never turn up on another one. But, you know, just speak to some women that are doing similar jobs and, you know, find out if that's something you might be interested in. And, you know, they can tell you like how they got there, and, you know, maybe you find some mentors and find internships. So, yeah, so there's like things that you can do, but yeah, kind of need to be proactive.
Yeah, absolutely. And the final question you've actually answered in a couple different ways. It's as far, it's like any advice you've received that you'd share. And I like the couple of things you've said as far as, of course, get your hands dirty. That's great advice for folks to get involved and, you know, developing yourself and get better. That's good advice as well. But in addition to what you've already shared, is there any advice you've received over the course of your career or just, you know, personal life too, that you think it would be of value to our female listeners?
Yeah, so I would say don't wait and don't hesitate, because I've definitely done both. And on one of the women in tech conferences, I've heard this story where, you know, women, we tend to look at a job description and, you know, maybe we're not matching all of the points 100%, and we tend to not to go for that. Mm. But then for men, a lot of the time would be, they would look at something that, you know, this job description, they're interested in it, they think they can do it, they go and apply, you know, what can happen? So I think for us, we all, you know, I'm sure it happened to all of us at some point. We have to just kind of go for it. And you know, if we know we can do something, there is so much you can learn on the job, and you are already good enough to do those jobs. And, you know, there are opportunities that not going to come back. So, you know, if you get the job, it's amazing. You can learn a little bit more. And if you don't, it's not really a failure. It's a learning experience. And, you know, you can fix what you've done wrong and then do it better. So I definitely say to kind of grab those opportunities and, you know, not kind of wait until everything's going to be perfect and, you know, not hesitate that we're not good enough or, yeah, like that imposter syndrome, right? That's right. A really big thing in tech and in cybersecurity, I think, for a lot of women where we don't feel that we kind of deserve that place at the table or, you know, are we not good enough? It's a man's world, you know, and you know, should I be here kind of thing? And, right. And of course you should. So, yeah, so it's just going for that and kind of stopping that kind of mindset and that thinking. But we can do that internally, but also by creating like the better environment and, you know, team in which we feel like we're part of it, that can definitely change it. So just, yeah, think you are good enough and go for it and do it. And yeah, you'll see that, you know, you get out of your comfort zone and that's when you can achieve great things.
That's really powerful. So thank you. That's awesome. Well, Eva, it's been so wonderful speaking with you and I'm so happy that you were a part of the series.
Thank you.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Eva Konkolska, security analyst at CrowdStrike, developers of the Falcon platform, the industry's first cloud-native endpoint protection platform. To learn more about our sponsor, CrowdStrike, visit crowdstrike.com. And you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.